And now this is a dictation for Marvin, M-A-R-V as in Victor, I-N, Pyle, P-Y-L-E, December 1952, address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mr. Pyle, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior low sodium, low potassium, well control on Aldactone. Last visit was in December. This is an in-person. He mentioned that over the last 3 months, he's having severe heartburn, causes cough, sometimes changes of his voice, hiccups. Sometimes he feels like it gets stuck in the food pipe, and he tries to bring up air or belching. This has not affected, however, his weight or appetite. There has been no diarrhea, bleeding, no abdominal discomfort. He has chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, underlying COPD, no oxygen. He is still playing in the winter time pickleball, P-I-C-K-L-E. No edema, claudication symptoms. Other review system is negative. He's taking no anti-inflammatory agents. He denies heavy alcohol intake. He takes TAMS as needed. Has not used any Prilosec or similar. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight for COPD the bronchodilators, otherwise beta blockers, toprol and Aldactone. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 120/82 on the right, 128/84 on the left. He has no respiratory distress, alert or intestine free, no palpable neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes, distant breath sounds but no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness or masses, no ascites. He has good muscle mass, no edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from April, creatinine 1.8 for a GFR of 38, normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and no anemia. Isolated increase of monocytes, eosinophils. Prior urine analysis, no blood, no protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD. Stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no uremia, no encephalopathy, no pericarditis. Next number, prior hypertension with low potassium. Did have a low renin, high aldosterone, responding well to spironolactone with correction of potassium abnormalities and good blood pressure control. Next number, COPD on treatment, clinically stable. Next number, prior isolated calcium, which is back to normal. Next number, we discuss these new symptoms of heartburn, which is not the reason for the visit, but education was provided. Dietary issues like avoiding coffee, tea, chocolate, alcohol, small meals away from lying down at night or close to exercise activity, minimizing spicy or hot food, he doesn't have symptoms to suggest malignancy in terms of changes of appetite, weight loss, abdominal findings, or anemia. There is normal albumin, calcium. He could try a low dose of Prilosec or similar for 6 to 8 weeks. He's going to discuss this more detailed with you for further workup as needed. We'll also discuss with the patient end of dictation.